Hello, and welcome to Reading the Library Book, the podcast in which I read you the library book, one chapter at a time. And we have a few chapters left. This chapter is chapter 31, and it is called Secret Passageways. Before too long, Axlam returned with Johanna Juditha on the ostrich's back. There was another round of celebrations and handshaking and pats on the back. Johanna Juditha explained that she'd been collected at the gate and brought to withdrawal, where she was reunited with Bertram. Many other librarians were imprisoned there with them, including Edna and several wandering librarians. They'd gotten word via the Tree's Roots Network about what was happening and had been plotting their escape when they were released. Axlam picked Johanna Juditha up to reunite with all of us and to help with the implementation of the new board. Several of the members who had been especially loyal to the chair resigned on the spot, and several librarians had taken their place. Kirzaka wondered if Dorothea and Roscius might wish to return to their positions, as they had proved themselves especially brave and creative in protecting the books of Akita. We thought Dorothea and Roscius might be watching, so we made a big sign asking them if they'd join the board again, and held it up. Then I opened up my book from Dorothea. There was a drawing of all of us celebrating, and she'd written, "I'm so proud of you," underneath. On the next page, she had a drawing of Roscius, smiling very broadly in his workshop, and a picture of herself with a paintbrush in hand. Underneath the drawing, it said, "We would be honored to return to serve Akita on the board again." We thought that they should be in charge now, though the group felt the title of the chair had become a bit tainted by the chair named the chair, so they decided to name the next leaders the directors of the board. And they hoped Crane and Granite would accept the co-leadership position. The newly elected board members recognized the citizen committee and formalized ways to ensure this sort of thing would never happen again in the future. I saw across the room that Johanna Juditha was beaming. She looked the opposite of how she was when I first saw her crying on her desk. She congratulated us on our success and then asked if she could borrow me for a minute. We went out into the hallway, and after looking around, Johanna Juditha asked if I still had the key. I said, "Of course I do," and I was about to unwind it to return it to her, but she stopped me. "I actually would like for you to hold on to it for a bit longer, if you don't mind. I think the danger is past, but until I'm sure, I would like for you to keep it in a safe place, away from Akita. While things resolve, I would prefer for people to think the key is with me, but be safe with you. Will it be a burden to you?" she asked. "Not at all," I said. "I would be very proud to keep it for you." "Good," she said. "And thank you." When we returned, the meeting was drawing to a close. Travel book after travel book was opened, and libraries and wandering librarians vanished, along with big groups of others. Finally, I saw Jalissa across the room again, and we ran to each other and shared all the amazing things we'd just seen. Then she asked the question I'd been dreading. "How do we get back to our library?" I didn't want to tell her that I let the chair destroy our library. It made me too sad. Then we saw Ms. Derrida packing up the stacks of books that were piled on their tables. Jalissa and I ran over to her and said, "You helped save Akita!" "By the looks of it, so did you," said Miss Derrida. "I just hope our own library is safe and sound." "I don't think it is," I said, looking down at the floor. "What do you mean?" she asked. "The chair threatened to destroy it if I didn't stop helping save the books of Akita, and I refused. I ran away from her, and she destroyed our library." The librarian nodded gravely. "We always knew that was a risk. Any one of us would have done the same, Leandra," so you mustn't blame yourself. But how will we get back there, and how will we rebuild the library?
I don't know, said Ms. Derrida.
And there was a creaking noise. A bookcase behind the research table opened up and revealed an outdoor path through some piles of leaves. Everyone was shocked by the sudden passageway, and a crowd gathered to look at it. We all peered into the opening. Red leaves were falling on the pathway. It all looked very familiar.
Is that our path? Asked Jalissa.
Eamon and the camel had appeared behind us, and he pulled out a map of Akita.
Secret passageway, he said.
Clearly, said Miss Derrida, but where does it lead? Eamon studied the map, turned it sideways, then turned it around.
Don Powell Public Library, he said.
Jalissa and I looked at each other, and so did Miss Derrida and Mr. Rodriguez.
Well, that is lucky, Miss Derrida said.
Can I see the map, Eamon? I asked.
He handed it to me and I studied it for a minute.
What were you looking for? Asked Eamon as I handed it back.
I thought I read something about it in the board meeting minutes, and I wanted to see if it were true. It is. There are secret passages all over Akita to libraries all over the world.
Wow, said Miss Derrida. Kirzaka suddenly appeared from behind Taboos.
Can I see the map? He asked.
Certainly, said Eamon. What are you looking for?
I need a new library. A new home, a new job. I can't go back. I have too many terrible memories there. And given all I know about the members of the board, I should probably leave Akita. It's just that there aren't very many water libraries.
How about in Venice? I asked.
Or Amsterdam, asked Eamon.
Or in Atlantis, asked Jalissa.
There's no Atlantis, said Mr. Rodriguez.
It's on the map, said Kirzaka. I'll go see what's there.
Well, said Ms. Derrida, peering over Kirzaka's shoulder at the map, that sounds like an adventure.
And speaking of adventure, we'd better make our way back home and check on the state of our library.
We all agreed that this is definitely what we should do, but there was a general reluctance to make the move. I didn't want to say goodbye to Eamon or Akita or Toti or Felix or Cooper or Plato or Mahout or Sarkis. I didn't want to leave Johanna Judifa or Akslam or Basra or Oswaldo or Leopoldo or Kirzaka. But I knew my dad would be very worried when he got back, especially if the library had completely fallen down. I hugged Taboos around his camel neck, and Eamon too. Eamon reached into his bag and gave me two books.
Those are on loan, he said. They are library books, so you know you will have to bring them back.
But how? I asked.
You still have your travel book, do you not?
I did.
So, he said, you will be back. And when you come, you are going to want those two books. A travel guide to Akita and Akita. The illustrated history, so you do not forget us.
I surreptitiously wiped my eyes with my sleeve. I saw Jalissa with her arm around the burrow and the other around the ostrich. Akslam kissed her on the cheek, and Oswaldo shook her hand. I waved to them and said my goodbyes to Toti, Felix, Cooper, Plato, Mahout, Sarkis, and Kirzaka. Kirzaka began to cry, and I had to look away because I knew if I started crying, it would be even harder to make myself leave. Johanna Juditha shook my hand with both of hers and whispered into my ear, "In case you need me." I found, in my hand, a smooth, flat metal spiral. It looked like a little brass belly button and seemed to have some moving parts.
Jalissa and I finally pulled ourselves away from our new friends and joined Ms. Derrida and Mr. Rodriguez, who were waiting for us at the passageway. Ms. Derrida set off, and we followed her. I looked back several times, waving until I couldn't see Eamon anymore, and then Akita, too, became a blur. We made our way through the passageway, which was dotted with more and more sassafras leaves the further we got away from Akita. I was getting more and more anxious about what we'd find. Would my library be a pile of rubble? Would there be any walls left standing? Would there be emergency services gathered around the scene to look for us? The pathway we were on seemed to dead end, and there was nowhere left to go. We looked around, trying to see if there was something we missed. Perhaps a fork in the road behind us? Then a leaf fell in front of us. We looked up and saw some light peeking through a curtain of sassafras leaves.
"Looks like it's straight up," said Mr. Rodriguez. "Anybody bring a ladder with them?"
"It's too bad Sarkis the elephant isn't with us anymore," I said. "She could get us up there."
"Or Leopoldo the burro," said Jalissa. "He would let us stand on his back to reach."
"Or," said Ms. Derrida, "we could try pulling this string." And she pointed to a cord that hung from the ceiling. "Shall I?" she asked. And when we all nodded, she pulled. Down from the edge of the leaf curtain, a rope ladder descended from the ceiling.
That was chapter 31. We just have one more chapter left. I'm wondering if I should actually maybe turn this next chapter into these two chapters. The one that's coming and the one you just heard should be one chapter. I'm thinking about it. But since I just made this whole episode, I'm going to leave this as is, but I'm thinking about it. So let me know if you feel like, yeah, let's just keep rolling from here, since that's all kind of wrapping up, isn't it? Okay, so my questions for you, my lovely listeners, are, do you have feelings about how things are kind of wrapping up, especially in Akita? Now, we still have some resolution to go once they get back to their home library. But did you need more of like a resolution with any of the librarians? Which I just sort of had some quick goodbyes to a lot of kind of important librarians, but I didn't want it, the whole chapter just be like, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. So, but if you feel like, you know, I don't know, for example, if you feel like there's another librarian or animal that you wanted to see Leandra have a more meaningful goodbye with, please let me know who that might be, because I think it's important to have that, I don't know, have a good resolution or closure or goodbye with the character that you care about. So let me know about that. And what do you feel about Kirzaka going to Atlantis? Does that seem good to you? Does it seem like a good thing or weird? Or both. Maybe it's good and weird. I don't know. And my other question is just if there's anything unresolved in Akita for you. Are there questions that you haven't had satisfactory answers to? I may answer them in the next chapter, but I have, for the most part, I'm going to guess not. So if you have burning questions from here, that'd be good to know. So anything that you're still wondering about, not sure about, wish you knew more about, please do let me know. And the places to do that, email is leandralibrary@gmail.com. You can leave me a Google voicemail message at 646-847-8758. I would love to see any and all drawings, hear any and all thoughts, especially from my young listeners. Yeah, those are the best ways. But if you have another way to reach me, do that too. I'm happy to hear from you any old way. You know, carrier pigeons are good, burros, Send your messages via balloon. I don't know.
So thank you so much for listening to Chapter 31. Chapter 32 will be forthcoming, and that will be the last chapter.
I know, I'm sorry. But that's what's happening. One more, and then it's done. So get your thoughts to me.
thanks so much for listening. Until next time.